Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are at Revi. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, gam es hadavar hazeh asher dibarta eseh ki matzasa chen ve'inai ve'idaacha b'Hashem. And Hashem said to Moshe, also this that you said to me I will do, because you have found favor in my eyes, I will single you out by name. Vayomer hareini na es kvodecha. And Moshe said, show me your kavod, your honor. Rashi says that Moshe saw this was an auspicious time, and his words were being accepted, so he continued to ask to see a manifestation of Hashem's presence. Vayomer ani avir kol tuvi es panecha v'karasi b'shem Hashem l'fanecha v'achanosi es asher achon v'richamti es asher arachem. Hashem said, I will pass all of my good on your face, and I will call in the name of Hashem before you, and I will favor those that I favor, and I will have mercy upon those that I will have mercy. Hashem says that the time that you'll see my honor will permit you to see, because I need to teach you a new way to daven, to ask mercy for Bnei Israel, to remind me of the merit of the forefathers, because you feel that the merit of the forefathers has been exhausted. Rashi explains, I will pass all of my good, all of my midas tov, my midah of good before you, on the stone that you're standing, and you are in this cave. And I will call out in the name of Hashem before you, which is a funny structure. Why is God calling the name of Hashem? This is to teach Moshe how to ask for rachamim if there ever come a time that the merit of the forefathers runs out, and you will see me wrapped in a talus, and I call out the 13 midos of rachamim, and you will teach Bnei Yisrael to do so as well. And you will call out to me that I am rachum and chanun, that I am merciful and compassionate, and they will be answered, because my mercy, my rachamim, never runs out. Rashi says, and even though it says that there are some who Hashem will favor and some who He won't, and some who will have mercy and who He won't, however, later the pasuk will tell us that Hashem is making a bris with us, that these 13 midos will never go unanswered. Vayomer lo sucha leros es panai, ki lo yirayani ha'adam v'chai. You will not be able to see my face, because man cannot see my face and live. Rashi says, what does that exactly mean? He says that even if I pass all of my mercy and good in front of your face, I will not give you permission to see my face. Hashem said, there is a place with me, and you will stand on the rock. Rashi says, what rock were we talking about? That on the mountain that I'm speaking with you constantly, this place, there is a place for him to stand, for you to stand. And there will be a place that you can stand, and I will hide you so you will not be hurt. And there you will see what you will see. And Rashi says, this is a simple explanation. The Midrash says, place which the Shekhinah is speaking. Hashem says, I am the Makom of the world. No place can contain me. V'haya ba'avor kvodi, samticha benikres hatzur, v'sakosi kapai alecha ad avri. And it will be, because of my honor, I'll place you in a cleft in the rock, and I will cover my hand over you until I pass. Rashi says, because of my honor, when I pass in front of you, in the Nikras Hatzur is a hole in the rock. Doesn't mean I will cover with my hand. Rashi explains that once Hashem has given permission for the damages to damage, they would have had Hashem not protected Moshe. The expression, I will place my hand on you, just means that I will protect you, not that Kadosh Baruch Hu literally needs to place his hand on Moshe in order to protect him. Hence the Targum says, I will protect you with my word, meaning that it's not an anthropomorphism, it's just an expression. Vasirosi es kapai v'ra'isa es achorai ufanai lo yera'u. I will remove my hand, and you will see my back, but my face you will not see. Rashi quotes the Targum to translate this difficult verse, that I will remove my hand and you will see my back, meaning that I will take away my word, my Shechina is blocking before you. And then Rashi continues to explain, and you'll see from behind, you'll see the not of my tefillin.